Howard Bentham at breakfast on BBC Hereford and Worcester. It's a case of you're on your own. That was the message to parents and children of Offmore Primary School in Kidderminster. They've got to cross the Birmingham Road, part of which is a dual carriageway, on their way to and from school. The school says it's very worried for children's safety and that Worcestershire County Council only told them about the closure 30 minutes before the bell rang at the end of the day. Fran Aborski is the local councillor and school governor, and she spoke to us about the problem on the show earlier.
It went absolutely berserk. Worcestershire County Council is supposed to have a no surprises policy for local members so that we aren't surprised by things they do to our division. I wasn't surprised. I was absolutely disgusted and shocked. And they should certainly never have left it till half an hour before a school closed to let them know that a vital crossing patrol was being withdrawn.
We'll hear from John Fraser, who's in charge of highways for Worcestershire County Council, in just a second. But let's go to the scene of where the crossing used to be. Our radio car reporter, Pam Caulfield, is there.
You join me on the A456 Birmingham Road, and traffic's picked up this morning. There's a constant flow here. I must say, Howard, that drivers do seem to be behaving themselves, but that might be due to the fact it's been coned off, and also there was a police car just up the road earlier this morning. So drivers keeping to the 40 mile per hour speed limit, but that's not usual. I've got parents here surrounded me. Becky's one of them. You were one of those texts the other day.
Yes.
Telling you to come and get your parents straight away. How did you feel about that?
Very concerned, because there was no provision put in place on the road, so we had to come and cross children on our own at very short notice, and a very, very busy road. Very concerned about the safety of the children going to and from school.
Now, cars are still coming down here. There's quite a lot of them. They seem to be slowing down, but this isn't usual, is it?
They fly up here extremely fast, and if the children have no crossing provision at all, there's going to be a fatality on the road.
Daniel, you go to school at Offmore Primary. How did you feel the other day when you had to wait for your mum to pick you up?
I just felt really upset, because instead of going home to chill and stuff, I had to wait for my mum for ages, just to wait for ages watching cars whiz past.
Now, it's a very busy road, you coming up and down here most of the time. How do you feel? Is it quite scary?
Yeah, it's quite scary and worrying that I could be beheaded by a car.
Gosh, well, let's hope that doesn't happen. Let's come over to Kate, who actually lives here. Kate Price, you live over the other side of the road. How do you feel about it?
The road is very busy and it's a mess. There was an accident a year or two back and safety measures were taken. Hatchings were put on the outbound side to bring it down to one lane up to the boundary from Kidderminster. Coming from Blakedown, there's hatchings on the road until you get to the 40-mile zone inbound for Kidderminster, and then there's no hatchings. So traffic comes tearing along, goes into two lanes, and speeds down the two-lane section. They really have no idea what they should have done. It's a very busy road. It takes a lot of crossing sometimes. It is dangerous for the kids.
I watched Kate actually crossing from her house a moment ago. It took her quite a long time. And Penny Staples, one of the mums, you very much agree with Kate's points, don't you?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I just want to ask why we were given such short notice. And the cones that are on the out of Birmingham side could have been put in on Tuesday afternoon before, you know, everyone was told. And equally, you know, it's great that something's been done on this side, but it's the dual carriageway side that's equally as important. If people are going to race round each other, they're going to do it more so on the dual carriageway side.
Penny, listening to that is John Fraser right now, and you can speak directly to him. We'll give him a chance to answer your point first of all, though, Penny.
Thank you.
Fraser, you're in charge of highways for Worcestershire County Council. You heard what Penny said there. You've dropped the ball on this one.
Well, Howard, as you know, I'm always willing to come on the radio and talk about highways and transportation in Worcestershire and defend or explain the decisions we make. On this occasion, I have to say we got it wrong, and I do apologise for that. Not only the decision itself, but also the timing. I think, you know, we have got it wrong, and since then we've acted very quickly to try and put it right.
Penny?
You still put scores of children at risk on Tuesday afternoon, and it's not just Offmore Primary School children, it's King Charles Lower Site children as well, who had absolutely no knowledge of what was going on except via parents from Offmore.
Well, I am very sorry for that, but the situation here is there was a dual carriageway, and as part of some safety measures some years ago, that was hatched out down to one lane. But what is happening are that motorists are continuing to drive over that hatched area. And the crossing patrol lady did come to us and say she felt a concern.